The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
The economy was a key issue for voters in the last election, and now that Donald Trump is headed back to the White House, what could that signal for your finances? Joining us to talk more about it is Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Rossman. Ted, thank you so much for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Let's talk first about the impact on inflation and, by extension, the impact on the Federal Reserve, because I think inflation was that one part that a lot of voters were concerned about.
Ironically, on the face of it, economists are worried that some of President-elect Trump's policies could be inflationary. I say ironically because, as you noted, the economy and specifically inflation were huge issues for voters. Inflation, many would say, has already been coming down too slowly, but there are fears in some economist circles that policies like higher tariffs, less immigration, and deficit finance tax cuts could actually lead to inflation being higher for longer. So that definitely bears watching. It impacts the Federal Reserve, obviously, because their efforts to fight inflation by raising interest rates have helped to bring inflation down, although it's not yet to their target. But it's come with some pain for borrowers in the form of higher credit card rates, which average around 20%, higher mortgage rates, which are about 7% now. There has been a bit of a reversal. You know, whereas mortgage rates had come down to around 6%, after the election, they've moved back up to about 7% as some of these policies we've mentioned could lead to inflation being higher. That means interest rates might be higher.
Mr. Trump has promised to put a temporary cap on credit card interest rates. What's the reality of that happening?
This is such an interesting one because there are really strange alliances potentially forming here. Normally, low interest rates are more of a liberal talking point. Like, for example, Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez proposed a 15% credit card interest rate cap a few years ago, and it didn't go anywhere in Congress. And then now on the campaign trail, Trump proposed a 10% cap. So it's like, wow, he's going even further than Bernie Sanders and AOC. That's kind of surprising. But there has been a more populist tint to really all kinds of politics lately. Republican Senator Josh Hawley proposed an 18% credit card rate cap. So there's starting to be some interesting sort of bipartisan alliances here. I'm all for people paying down their credit card debt. I don't think a cap is the best way to go about it because it would really upend the financial industry as we know it. Access to credit would likely dry up. Rewards would likely go away. You know, not that I want people paying 20 or 30% on their credit cards. You know, 20 is the average overall. Many store cards are in that 30 or 35% realm. I just worry that that sort of government intervention could really lead banks to cut back in a big way. I don't think it would pass, but I also think the financial industry is going to have to make some concessions. So, you know, whether that's on processing fees, which have been in Congress's crosshairs lately, or late fees, which the CFPB has been crusading against, or, you know, interest rates, banks are going to have to give something up because there is starting to be more bipartisan agreement that these rates and fees are just too high.
What about other regulatory changes that could impact our finances and the economy?
Yeah, this is going to be a really interesting one to watch because in general, and here's another one of these contradictions, it feels like there should be less regulation during a second Trump term, certainly versus the Biden years where, You know, for instance, the Discover Capital One merger has been on hold for almost a year now. I expect that will move forward. There's an expectation that there'll be a lot lighter regulation on things like mergers and acquisitions. The CFPB has been very activist the past couple of years as far as working against overdraft fees and credit card late fees and taking buy now, pay later into question. I know a lot of this has been well-intentioned for the consumer, but sometimes there are unintended consequences. You know, like I said, if Trump and team cap credit card rates, there could be backlash, like it's harder to get a card or the rewards get worse. Well, the same thing was starting to happen with these credit card late fees, where it's kind of like whack-a-mole. You know, one fee goes down, another one pops up. The CFPB was trying to bring that average late fee down from $32 for a credit card late payment to just $8. And the financial industry was pushing back and saying, well, we're going to have to raise other rates and fees. And they actually got a reprieve from a federal judge. And now with the administration change, that may stay on hold. I think the CFPB will be a lot less activist during a second Trump term. But, you know, sometimes things are unpredictable and the president-elect can be unpredictable. So, you know, it is funny where on one hand we think about less regulation, but then something like a 10% credit card rate cap would be very heavy regulation. So it remains to be seen. You know, there's also other things like not taxing tips or not taxing overtime. Workers love the sound of that. I still worry there could be unintended consequences there. You know, maybe a little bit of be careful what you wish for, that maybe there's a little less of a safety net from the employer or the government, or maybe it pushes employers to classify more people as tipped workers and they don't get as many benefits and things like that. But on the face of it, it is very populist and a lot of people like the sound of it.
That's Bankrate's Ted Rossman. Ted, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks.